Okay.
I'd like to call to order the regularly scheduled meeting of the Madison Plains Board of Education. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Here.
Ms. Reinchel? Mr. Stone Rock?
Here.
Mr. Yensel?
Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Anybody signed up for the public communication, the first session?
I did not see any.
So we'll move to, do we have any student recognition or employee recognition? Anything for the board work session? All right, so we'll move to approval of board minutes.
Mr. President, I make the motion that the minutes of the June 20th, 2023 regular meeting be approved as written.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Abstain.
Motion carries 3-0.
Okay, Mr. President, I make the motion that the minutes of the July 11, 2023 special meeting be approved as written.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Abstain.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0.
Is there any department reports?
No, sir.
So we'll move to section 8H, Superintendent Committee Reports.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a brief report. On Thursday, June 22nd, the Superintendent's Facilities and Grounds Committee met here in the high school auditorium. The meeting was open to the public, and there was a brief presentation regarding our facilities and the work that we are currently doing. There was discussion regarding our work with the USDA, and there was also some discussion and summary of the work that we had done with regard to the legislature and the state biennium budget. There was also an opportunity for the public to share and provide feedback. At this time, there is not another meeting scheduled, but I'm confident that there will be. We just have not determined that date yet.
Thank you. Now move to Section I, Treasurer's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Mason. Brief report, just our monthly financial reports. Hopefully you've had a chance to review. I'll just note that we ended the fiscal year with approximately $1.4 million in a surplus to carry over to next year. So that raised our balance from around $4.2 million to $5.6 million to end the year this year. So we had a good year from that standpoint. That is all I have in my report.
Okay, Mr. President, I make the motion that upon the recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board approve financial items I-3.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Sorry, lost my place. Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Now, Section J, Superintendent's Report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good evening, Mr. President, Madam Vice President, and members of the board. It is a pleasure to be with you this evening. Just a couple of items from my report with regard to discussion. The first of which is the OCR football stadium project. I want to let you know that that is now complete. So very happy to have that done. With regard to the auditorium seating project, we have placed an order for seats. We placed that order last week. We have been told before we placed the order that once the order was placed, it would be about 5 weeks until production was completed. And we were told then that we were looking at a couple of weeks probably to get things lined up to get them installed. We were informed last week after we had placed the order, actually it may have been within the last day or two even, that we are looking at 8 to 10 weeks for production and then probably another couple of weeks to get them installed. At this point, we are hoping that we can, the goal is to have them installed at this point, or our hope, I should say, is to have them installed over Thanksgiving break. At the very, we have told the company that we are working with, at the very latest, we would like this installation completed by the end of winter recess. The goal is, right now, we're thinking that we can get this done over Thanksgiving recess. So we're looking forward to that. And then finally, just a quick update. I believe I've mentioned this before, but with regard to the USDA financing, we had hoped that we would be able to get a 3.75% interest rate. Here at the end, as July began, we were able to get a better interest rate, and so we are at 3.625. So very, very pleased about that. We are moving forward with the USDA, and that concludes all I have for discussion items this evening.
Move to Section K, Policy and Governance.
And Mr. President, just a couple of items before the board there this evening. We have drafts of the student parent handbook and the athletic handbook. Once the board, if the board approves those, we will clean up those edits, and we will have those ready for the beginning of the school year.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve policy and governance items K2 through K3.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Move to Section L, business.
And Mr. President, a few items there for the consent agenda, and then there is one item there that will need to be voted on separately. But under the consent agenda, there is one memorandum of agreement for a veteran teacher that we are bringing in and looking to be able to waive the experience clause in the contract. MPEA has graciously agreed to do that for us. I would like to thank MPEA for their willingness to do that. That is a big help. There is also an agreement there for the services that we receive from the Madison County, or excuse me, the Madison-Champaign Educational Service Center. And then there is an agreement there for multi-tier systems of support agreement with Melanie Moss-Lenz. Mrs. Moss-Lenz worked with us this past year and helping us to get our MTSS program off the ground. We had originally intended to have her for 2 years, and so this is just the second year of what we had intended to do. So under the consent portion, that is what I have this evening.
Okay, Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve business items L2 through L4.
Second.
Discussion, excuse me. I just wanted to reiterate what Mr. Eisler just said and thank MPEA for their willingness to work with us. It's a very competitive environment to be able to get quality teachers, and we're very grateful for their willingness to work with us on that. All right, roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Okay. Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following resolution. Resolution determining to proceed with bond issue. Whereas this Board of Education by resolution duly adopted on July 11th, 2023, determined the necessity of issuing bonds in the amount of $55,360,775 for the purpose of participating in the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission Exceptional Needs School Facilities Assistant Program by raising the school district's portion of the basic project cost and locally funded initiatives not exceeding one half of the school district's portion of basic project costs by constructing a new elementary middle high school to house grades PK through 12 and career tech, including allowance to abate and demolish of the existing intermediate school and high school, site improvements, furniture, utilities, equipment, and all necessary appurtenances, and the necessity of levying an annual direct tax on all of the taxable property in the school district. outside of the 10 mil limitation to pay the interest on and to retire said bonds, and provided that the question of issuing said bonds and of levying said direct tax shall be submitted to the electors of said school district at the election to be held on November 7th, 2023. Whereas the treasurer of this Board of Education has certified that the maximum maturity of said bonds is 37 years, and whereas the county auditor has certified that the estimated average annual levy throughout the life of said bonds, which will be required to pay the interest on and retire said bonds, is 7.50 mils for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to $263 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Education of the Madison Plains Local School District, hereinafter called the Board of Education, counties of Madison, Fayette, and Franklin, Ohio. Section 1. That is hereby determined to proceed with the issuance of bonds of this Board of Education in the amount of $55,360,775 for the purpose stated above, and to levy an annual direct tax on all of the taxable property in said school district outside of the limitation imposed by Section 2 of Article 12 of the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that the question of issuing said bonds and of levying such direct tax shall be submitted to the electors of said school district in the election to be held on November 7, 2023, under authority of Section 133.18 of the Ohio Revised Code. Section 2, that the treasurer of this Board of Education be and is hereby directed to certify to the Board of Elections a true and correct copy of the resolution of this Board of Education determining the necessity of said bonds, said direct tax, and said election, and a true and correct copy of this resolution, together with the amount of the average tax levy expressed in dollars and in cents for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value, as well as in mills for each $1 of taxable value, estimated by the county auditor, and the maximum number of years required to retire said bonds, and to notify said Board of Elections to cause notice of such election to be given as required by law. Section 3, that the form of ballot upon which the question of issuing said bonds and of levying said direct tax shall be submitted to the electors as follows. And it will be shown like that on the ballot as shown below. And Section 4, that it is found and determined that all formal actions of this Board of Education concerning and relating to the adoption of this resolution were adopted in an open meeting of this Board of Education, and that all deliberations of this Board of Education and of any of its committees that resulted in such formal action were in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code. The roll being called upon, the question of adoption of the resolution, the vote resulted as follows.
Discussion.
Will somebody second it?
Yeah, Mr. President, we do need a second.
Well, I'll second it. Okay. I do have some questions, or a question rather. The very first section of that resolution, it sounds like we're demolishing the existing intermediate and high school.
The language there, sir, allows for the possibility of demolishing the high school. Let me find the language.
The way it's like the
it's an allowance for the demolition.
Yeah, it says allowance.
We have to.
Okay.
So if
okay.
We don't, the funds won't be used for that purpose.
Yeah.
It also allows for some partial demolition in some of those areas where we could remove some items inside the building and then get it ready for repurposing.
The punctuation just threw me.
Yeah,
that's okay. And it's a good question. You're not the first that had that question.
I think it's important to also point out that this proposal is basically a quarter less millage than what we requested last time.
Yes.
I think it's that's important to
Yeah, point out. Last time we were at 9.9 mils and $300, or I'm sorry, $346 per 100,000, and now we're at 7.5 mils and $263 per 100,000.
And the reason for that is because of the USDA interest rate that they have offered us. And I just want to reiterate that they reached out to us after the last election when they saw that we had failed and offered to work with us at that time. So that is the reason.
As well as the board choosing to pursue a COPS financing issue.
Yep.
Correct.
To pay for approximately $7.5 million of the project with existing district funds.
Yep.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stenderon?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. We'll be filing that with Board of Elections tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, move to Section M, Personnel.
Mr. President, a wealth of personnel items there, a number of resignations, which we are sad to receive. I would just like to thank everybody who is listed on the agenda this evening, who has served our district and is moving on in their career. Would like to thank them for their hard work and their dedication to our students and our school district, our parents, and the community. We certainly do appreciate it. We appreciate their service, and we wish them nothing but the best. In addition to that, there are a number of people on the agenda this evening to be hired, one of which is a case manager and school navigator position. That person is going to be working for us 5 days a week should the board approve it, and that person will be working in the place or in the area where we have had Ohio Guidestone working. The intent of this is that this person we'll be able to be here 5 days a week. We've had Ohio Guidestone for 3 days a week. We recognize that there is a need for 5 days worth of service, but to be able to employ this person at 5 days is a significant savings over what it would be to have Ohio Guidestone here for 5 days. So there's a salary schedule there for that person. There's also a salary schedule for a school psychologist. We are hopeful that we might be able to hire one full-time. There is a shortage of school psychologists, but we have a lead on one with some connections to the area that we are hopeful might work out for us. Beyond that, most of this is pretty routine. I leave that for the board to consider. If there are any questions, happy to answer those.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve personnel items M2 through M24.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stenderock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
I did have one quick item of discussion on that. I saw on the supplemental, Kevin Stockham as the boys varsity golf coach. Isn't softball? No, that's in spring. Okay, never mind. Answered my own question.
All right. I don't think we have any donations.
We do not.
Does anyone have any new business?
No.
So move to the second public communication. I believe anybody signed up. Is there any need for an executive session?
No, sir.
Right. Our next meeting will be August 15th at 7 p.m. here in the high school auditorium. Motion to dismiss.
I make the motion that the board adjourn at 7:19.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stenderock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
On a side note, just like to thank you all for just releasing.